This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police and rescue officials say two express trains collided in southern Pakistan and at least 38 passengers were killed. The Millet Express derailed and the Ersir Syed Express train hit it soon afterward. Police said 15 to 20 passengers were trapped in the wreckage and authorities were trying to arrange heavy machinery to rescue them. Ambulances were seen transporting the dead and injured passengers to hospitals. It was not immediately clear what caused the derailment and the subsequent collision. Train accidents are common in Pakistan, where successive governments have paid little attention to improving the poorly maintained signal system and aging tracks. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, on her first foreign trip as vice president, is now looking to deepen diplomatic ties with Guatemala and Mexico, two Latin American nations key to the Biden administration's efforts to stem the spike in migration at the U.S. border. Harris, who departed Washington Sunday after a delay caused by a technical problem on Air Force Two, is seeking to secure commitments for greater cooperation on border security and economic investment, but corruption in the region, a far more intractable challenge, will complicate her efforts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will use a group of seven wealthy democracy summit this week to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson is expecting to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders Friday in Cornwall, southwestern England, for the first face-to-face G7 summit since the pandemic hit. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis expressed pain over the discovery in Canada of the remains of 215 residential school students and urged church and political authorities to work together to shed light on the shocking development. He did not offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened and to foster healing. 2 days earlier, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau voiced deep disappointment that the Vatican had not offered an apology. From the 19th century until the 1970s, more than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend state-funded Christian schools, the majority of them run by Roman Catholic missionary congregations. Israel's far-right politician Naftali Bennett, who is set to replace Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister, called him on Sunday evening to let go after Netanyahu said the newly formed Israeli coalition was a result of the greatest election fraud in the history of democracy. Bennett called on Israel's longest-serving leader not to leave scorched earth behind and accept that people are allowed to establish a government even if you don't head it. Netanyahu made his sweeping accusation at a time when Israel's domestic security chief has warned publicly about the prospect of political violence and focused his allegation on a trial campaign promise from Bennett, who had pledged not to partner with left-wing centrist and Arab parties. On Wednesday, Bennett announced with opposition leader Yair Lapid that they had formed a governing coalition with factions from across the political spectrum, and in the wake of an inconclusive March 23rd election, Israel's fourth in 2 years. Mexico President Andrés Manuel Obrador's party and allies appear poised to maintain their majority in the lower chamber of the Congress. Only about 41% of the ballots have been counted as of late Sunday, but electoral authorities released quick count results for the lowest chamber of the Congress. López Obrador's party will have to rely on votes from its allies in the Workers' Party and Green Party, but together they were expected to capture between 265 and 292 seats in the 500-seat chamber of deputies. Moreno alone was expected to win 190 to 203 seats. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.